Number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-337-4548. That's 800-337-4548. 800-337-4548.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
First it was on TV, and then it was a movie, and then it was a stage play, The Addams Family. Now it is a cartoon with really famous people, but you can't even see them, so what's the freaking use?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. President Trump says the U.S. and China reached a substantial Phase 1 trade deal as China agreed to buy billions in U.S. farm products. The president suspending tariff hikes set to kick in next week and announced it could take up to 5 weeks to get the deal written. Wall Street surging over the news. The Dow gaining 320 points today, the S&P up 32 points, and the NASDAQ 106 points higher. Wildfires near Los Angeles left at least two people dead and 100,000 have been evacuated. L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terraza says the first call came in last night.
Our first arriving companies reported significant fire with multiple homes threatened. We went into an aggressive offensive attack.
Dozens of structures are now destroyed. And actress and activist Jane Fonda arrested during a climate change protest in Washington, D.C. today. America's listening to Fox News.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's happy hour. It's been a lot of good news today. Shepherd's been leading Fox, the market doing great, so let's roll call.
Yeah, nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are with me.
You gotta have something.
Roy!
If you wanna be with me.
Long as just be honest.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're brilliant.
You gotta have
let's
something.
Let's get nuts!
If you wanna be with me.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
I'm begging you.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What's wrong with you?
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
There's a sale of pennies.
I'm not trying to be your highness.
Fight me.
Cause that
you're so naughty.
Is too low to see.
Is this some kind of boss?
Bye now.
No, it's for incredible.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Do it long.
Put myself up for adoption.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something, girl. Wanna be with me.
I'm in such a good mood today.
I heard some new bits in there. Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
It was all right.
9-5 all day.
Seth Spotlow has joined us. Thank you. That's pretty good roll call, 9-5. I know I've had better. But even if I had earned a 6, I would still be happy.
Yeah, it's been a good day.
Yeah.
Lots of good
really
news.
I don't know much behind the Shepard Smith leaving Fox thing, but if you want to look at it in the prism of he and Tucker Carlson have been going back and forth, and I'm just going to say Tucker won. Shepard Smith has been the I hate the term redheaded stepchild because I have one and I love him to bits.
Yeah.
So I can't say that, but he just, there's everybody else at Fox and then there's him. And I knew him in Miami when I worked down there, and there's a lot to the TV station he worked for at that time, and the group they had together was interesting, to say the least. And a lot of those people at that Fox affiliate, WSVN, Channel 7, graduated to New York, quite a few. Mark Levinson, Shep, bunch of people. It was like a farm system for the Big Apple there for a while. But he had just gotten, I'll never forget, we don't do torture and all this stuff. You know, you stand in their shoes before you get all judgmental about what we did to protect our citizens by extricating information from frickin' terrorists. You want to sympathize with them? Go ahead. Not me. So, and we know we hated Trump. And here again today, I have read little about the rally in Minneapolis other than it was packed. But when people left, they were showered with poop and urine and all kinds of stuff, and where were the police to protect them? Who knows? It takes as much guts for the Trump supporters to attend one of his rallies as it does him, because the people that oppose him are not just ugly and ill-tempered, but they're dangerous. When you can, and because the media is kind of, well, we understand when somebody gets the crap kicked out of them because they wore a Trump hat in the wrong place. Good Lord. It's obscene. And yet today he pulls, I got a 9.8 on the roll call from Cooter.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
He succeeds with this China, because they were all over the farmers are suffering and all that. He is 15 steps ahead of the rest of them. This nonsense with Biden, NBC, we're not going to run a commercial that questions Joe Biden's integrity. Really? I mean, this is what he's up against now. It's all going to come out, but the only person that was guilty of doing anything illegal to leverage or bully or pressure another government was the guy who was vice president to...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
I'll play it one more time.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
Yeah.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Solid in the sense that I'm not going to prosecute your son, or I'm going to stop investigating your son. It's all out there, but the media completely ignores it. And in the meantime, even the president of Ukraine said, no, there was no pressure from Trump when we spoke with him to do anything. It's just unbelievable. And yet he has another success today. The market grows, things get better, and at this particular point, my confidence in his reelection is very, very high. This clown show, I know he is just salivating to go after the socialists. In the meantime, speaking of socialists, I don't know if you saw this. I guess AOC, who's already, she's been in Congress for, 9 months, 10 months, has already insisted that they give themselves a raise. The Democrats are good for that. Mm. And then goes out and gets what many estimated to be a $300 hairdo. The woman who's out there preaching Medicare for all and $93 trillion new Green Deal. And listen to this garbage. 40 million people live in poverty under today's extreme inequality. Really? Is that what happened there? Yet the right wing wants you to blame democratic socialism for their own moral failures. Hold on. Our policies like Medicare for All advance prosperity for working people? No, they don't. No, all you've done is create a giant plantation of people dependent on the government. That's not prosperity. That's taking from one group to give to another. They're just mad we look good doing it. Right, because I know I fall asleep with AOC fantasies every night.
You better look good if you got a $300 haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I had stupid money, I never spent $300 for a haircut.
Well, your hair looks like it.
That's Deborah. That's the genius up the street here at Elegant Styles. Why am I talking about this twerp? What I'm really upset about right now is there's only 108 predictions on the Alabama game. Folks, this is a chance to get a full service on your car and a $100 gift certificate for any other service your vehicle may need at any of the 3 Don Duncan locations. Just go to my Facebook page, put a score in there, and you may, I mean, most of the time, the people that win this, they're not experts. They're not looking at Vegas lines and point spreads and all that. They're just taking a guess, and they win. It's a great prize.
They'll go to Facebook when they get home from work.
That's a $150 value item there.
That makes sense.
And frankly, I mean, last week, Auburn, 200 predictions. We got to at least get the Roll Tide Nation up to that level, don't you think? Well, I just got... We had JT and Leanne in.
I heard some of that. That was really good.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I had such a great time. They are such incredibly terrific people. And I promised them I would pay the... I mean, you know where I don't like to play the heel bit?
Yes.
But I'm going to play it at the end of this break.
Yes.
Because I referenced them in there. We were competing against each other for a long time, and they were tough competition, too. But she said, my 20-year-old says your voice is hot.
Oh.
You have a new fan, and we'll have to make this a frequent thing. Thank you so much. I agree. You got first of all, they're going to be our guests of honor at Bomb Hours on Wednesday, JT and Leanne.
Yes.
And I hope they can come back a week from today. And you, young Seth Spotlow.
Yes, sir.
These are people you should get to know.
Hey, I'm trying to know everybody.
Because they, you know, that's how you get where you want to go. Because there are people that have been there that can show you the way.
Hey, I'm open to listen.
And that just made me sound a hell of a lot smarter than I really am.
You're a very smart man.
Here is Richard Taylor.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Oh, fabulous.
I got a story for you. It's about a migrant crisis, but not your migrant crisis, one in Europe. And I'm hoping that after people hear the story, they'll rethink how they think Trump's doing a bad thing with the wall. Now, about 5 years ago, my wife and I packed everything in storage and bought a big military truck, about a £25,000 truck. Mm-hmm. With an RV on the back, and we decided we were going to travel around Eastern Europe and North Africa. Now, one of the trips that we had to do was from Turkey on a ferry to Athens. Now, we had to go from Turkey to a small island, Greek island, and from there, a bigger ferry from there to Athens. Now, on the little island that we were on, my wife went to go and pick up our ferry tickets, and there was an office there full of migrants. And when I'm saying full, there were probably about 1,000 migrants that ended up on this one ship. Mm-hmm. That we were on. They were giving them tickets to get off the island because Greece is broke. They can't afford these guys. So they give them tickets and they send them off to mainland Greece. And then from mainland Greece, I believe they just dump them on the next border. So we were on the ship, the second ship, and there was 1,000 guys on there, 1,000 people. And they're migrants and they don't know where they come from. They come from Syria, all over the place.
Right.
But when they got to Turkey, when they got to Greece in Athens, the police were picking them up, putting them in buses and busing them to the borders. of the next country so that they could pick them up and get stuck with those guys. Now, that's a migrant issue. Now, if anybody's listening to that, they can think, well, Trump's doing a good job by building that wall.
Yes. Yeah. We had our guest in yesterday, by the way, who completely obliterated Pastor Fine, who had visited the detention centers at the border and obliterated this nonsense, this garbage that people are in cages, that it's unclean, there's no water. Total fake news, BS, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I heard that. I was going to call you in after that, but something else came up.
But he also learned from the Border Patrol folks down there that there are still thousands sneaking in with no idea where they're coming from and what their intentions are, and they're overwhelmed, but doing a pretty good job with the thousands of people they have to take care of on a daily basis. It was a real eye-opening interview with Pastor Joey Fine.
You know, this was one island, one day, one ferry, 1,000 people.
Wow.
And there's loads of Greek islands.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that experience with us, man. Is there anything we can play to lighten your afternoon up?
No, nothing. Thanks.
All right, Richard. Thanks. Say hi to your bride for us. Take care, buddy. All right. Kudos, though. Were you going to play the straw after 4 for JT and Leanne? Yes, it's a lot after 4 now. It's 18 after 4. I decided to roll call first. We have a break coming up right now with news, traffic, and local news, traffic, and weather. Yeah, I sound real professional today. And then I'll play the straw bit that I was telling JT and Leanne about, because it is
funny,
epic,
humiliating. Georgia Floors Direct has just absorbed the inventory from a flooring company here locally that has gone out of business. And they have in stock remnants, room remnants, and other flooring they acquired at pennies on the dollar, and they're turning around and offering that to you. This is a great, especially with the holidays. Thanksgiving is next month. I think Rich said Christmas is 79 days away. This is the time. Strike while the iron's hot and get with Georgia Floors Direct and get yourself a deal on flooring. They arrange installation. It's them from beginning to end, and they guarantee your satisfaction. You cannot go wrong. They have done so much work for me, and it's all been 5-star outcomes. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. It's 420.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a 1-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
From United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey has finished her cancer treatments. Her office released a statement saying she and her doctor expect her to make a full recovery. Ivey announced last month that doctors found a small spot of cancer in her lung. She hasn't disclosed the exact diagnosis. Ivey says she's encouraging people to get regular checkups. Tonight, Pike Road High School will be playing their homecoming game on their very own field. For the past 3 years, Pike Road played home games at ASU and Faulkner. Now they will not only have a new stadium, but they will be playing on official NFL turf from the New Orleans Saints Superdome. A second unique feature is an LED lighting system. And the Alabama Forestry Commission wants to remind residents all 67 counties in the state remain under a fire alert. Permits for outdoor burning are restricted. Anyone burning in a field, grassland, or woodland without a permit could face prosecution. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way just in time for the weekend. We have a cool front on the way. It arrives during the wee hours of the morning, maybe a couple of showers with it. Otherwise, most of the evening and night should be quiet. Overnight low temperatures 63. Tomorrow, a comfortable day behind that front. High temperature around 79 or 80. Nice tomorrow night, too. Pleasantly cool. Overnight low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, a new wrinkle in the forecast. I've added scattered showers by Sunday afternoon and a better chance Sunday night. Sunday's high around 81. More scattered showers Monday and Tuesday before a cold front arrives on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents working this afternoon. Eastern Boulevard, right in front of the bowling alley, just before you get to Woodmere Boulevard. Slow down there. Actually, the Eastern Boulevard is busy on past Carmichael and up over I-85. We also have an accident on Highway 80 inbound just before Mobile Highway that could be causing some slowdowns. Watch out there. And don't forget that flood of traffic from downtown is about to happen as the state workers get off on a Friday afternoon. They'll be headed up Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway in just a bit. Also, I-65 and 85 are going to get really busy. Buckle up, kids, and hang on. It's Friday. Haynes Ambulance Service serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, this is the thing I promised JT and Leanne, who were our guests earlier in the show. Personally, it's a humiliating moment, but I got to admit, it's funny.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walk, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No, 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 no. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately,
yes.
Is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, my poor little soul.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent-smelling
pain. Two old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
you? We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. And since you brought that up...
Oh, wait, that's... Yeah.
Jay, I need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
I need you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps, and with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet, and he told me the advice that he got to take care of it, and just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle, and you know the styrofoam plates, the disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
Isn't that evil laugh in the background? I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Oh, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless. Todd, that was great.
Do call us again in 2016.
And the delivery was so perfect. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe it would be a better show if I left and went to the ER and Todd came
really,
in and finished it with you.
Maybe next time you're on vacation, we can get in touch with Todd and have him just come on in.
Maybe he'll seem to find you as cute as you think you are. Well, I'm glad you all enjoyed it.
That is great radio.
Yes, it is.
4:30 is our time on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time is flying by.
It really is. It's a good day.
Yes, it is.
It's such a good time with JT and Leanne. And Brand had nothing but good news on money. And
Shepard Smith resigned.
I mean, we hit the trifecta today.
I'm telling you.
That made my face hurt. Thank you.
If only we had a lottery here, I would buy tickets today just based on the good fortune I'm experiencing. It is 4:30. Hey, you know what we got to do?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And that is the name game, and it's Diana Jones this hour. Diana Jones, you have until 5 o'clock to call us. At 396-5477, Diana Jones. Call us at 396-5477. You're one of the few and final people to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire River region you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relic at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside of Rustic Relics in Clanton. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
It's 4:35. Diana Jones, you are our name game. Name this hour. You have till 5 o'clock to call us at 396-5477. Leanne is on the phone.
Leanne is on the phone.
Usually somebody that's been here doesn't call back unless they left something of value in the studio, which speaks to the great time that they had. Hi.
Hey, that was priceless. Oh, my gosh. The delivery, I'm thinking, okay, so you go to the paper plate, because I've had that heel issue, and I'm thinking, okay, so what, to suck it up. That was priceless. I loved it. That was awesome. That was funny.
I'm very glad you guys caught it. Yes, I mean, it was just one of those things, you know, just happened.
Priceless.
Can't plan that.
Yeah. You can't. Priceless radio. And so my daughter texted me. You'll get a kick out of this. This will make your Friday. My daughter texted me, and she said, you guys sound great, but how old's Greg? He has a really hot voice.
Woo! That's the second time today. Oh,
man.
Yes, yeah. And so you have a new fan, and she's all of 20.
That's, look, let me just say this, that it makes me feel great when somebody who's young like that finds the show listenable.
Yeah.
Great compliment.
You're reaching people, you know, making new fans who will love talk radio.
Yay.
Hope so. We're trying to do it differently here, that's for sure.
Well, enjoy your happy hour. Thank you so much for having JP and I. It was awesome.
And we can't wait to have you back, and we'll see you Wednesday night at Baumhauer's.
We'll be there with bells on. Thanks.
And I'll be there with a cake. You're getting a cake. Not everybody we honor gets a cake, but you're getting a cake.
A cake or a keg?
A cake.
A cake.
A keg. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
It's Wednesday, not Friday.
I like to welcome JT and Leanne.
Oh. Like I took the wrong week for drinking.
We'll see you then. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg. Bye.
She's got such a great laugh. Oh. Well, how do you follow that?
Man.
Pretty cool. Once again, my Facebook page is where you go to post a prediction on the Alabama-Texas A&M game. It seems to me that most people are expecting Alabama to dominate, but you never know. Take a moment and do it. Let me see how many people have taken heed of my plea to up the edge. All right, we've had 10 new predictions since I last mentioned it. And we will get a bunch tonight when people get home.
Yes,
normally, will. I try to leave that up as the last thing I post on Facebook going into the weekend so people see it and have a chance to participate. But I had to put the Shepard Smith resignation from Fox on there, and all I said was good riddance. And so far, Linda says best news in a while. Mike says he'll be over at MSLSD where he belongs. Ed says good, he needed to go. He should be at the Clinton News Network or MSLSD with all the other socialist, Democrat, America haters. And Catman says, like. But again, in thinking that through, it was clear to me over the last month, and I didn't really get to play much of the clips because every day there's some other crisis or issue that needs to be addressed. Plus, we had the election. But there was a war going on between Tucker Carlson and Shepard Smith. And in my opinion, the war ended in Tucker Carlson's favor. At some point, you have to look at numbers and who's bringing in the biggest crowd and therefore generating the most revenue. And Tucker Carlson easily...
far and away.
Yeah. That nighttime, you know, I know the theory is the Murdoch boys are trying to steer the network to the left. I think that's a fatal mistake.
I do, too.
This single move today, it depends on who they replace him with to some level as well. But this move today is an opportunity for Fox to reestablish, hey, fair and balanced. There's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes to the point of annoyance. But this is an opportunity for them to make a smart move and replace Shepard Smith with somebody who's not quite as pompous.
Smart move. You really think they're going to make a smart move? Fingers crossed.
Well, and
maybe they're reading the handwriting on the wall.
Let's hope so.
Well, I got news for you. You know what China did today? China announced to the world that they expect Donald Trump to get reelected. If China wanted to, instead of doing that deal today, China could have waited a year if they thought that Trump would be replaced by somebody they're used to dealing with, weak-kneed, bending over, acquiescing, giving our treasure away. Well, look, we have a deal with them. No, this is what Trump's been doing. He's had the audacity to look out for us first. He's not trying to beat anybody. He's trying, you know, for people that are running around gnashing their teeth and wringing their hands about fairness, he's trying to establish fairness in our dealings with the rest of the world. It's like NATO. Hey, why are we paying the freight here? You're all benefiting from this arrangement, but we're paying a lot more than you are. proportionally, so pony up. We're the ones that are supposed to send $2 trillion. I don't know how all that money's going to lower the temperature of the planet in that ridiculous Paris Climate Accord. And China, the biggest polluter on the planet, has no obligations until 2030. And even then, it's not enforceable. So we were getting screwed. But don't expect... I think that's the most significant. I wish I had thought of this. You know, I'm not stupid.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Appreciate that. But I wish I had had the presence of mind to think of that when we were talking to Brandt. I think China making this initial deal today is signaling they expect Trump to remain president. Because they'd have everything to gain and nothing to lose by waiting another year. That's just my take. And we want to get back to nonsense and idiocy for the rest of the show now and have a little party here Friday afternoon. We will take requests at 272-9228. And yeah, it's okay if you hurt my feelings. We'll still do it. For men anticipating or looking at divorce, it sometimes comes down abruptly. Sometimes you kind of know that train is coming down the tracks, but for men, for anybody who thinks that a divorce might be in the cards, be preemptive. Calling Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson for a consultation does not mean you have to file a divorce. You need to understand the big picture and go over your assets and what's at risk and what could the custody issues be if there's kids involved. So you know, as opposed to being reactive and catching up to a situation. That's why the consultation with them is critical. They're not out to, I mean, many times these consultations where people are compelled to talk about things that for some reason they've clammed up around the house have actually saved some marriages. So the point isn't, you know, let's get another divorce going. Let's get our client aware and knowledgeable about what the situation portends for them so they're prepared. Their number is 819-4810-819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. I would urge you to read the testimonials there because they are passionate and from the heart and speak to the expertise they have in their field. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. There's a lot going on the roads. Let's get all the bad news from Skibber.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a bunch of accidents to tell you about. I-65 northbound at Cobbs Ford Road. An accident there on the ramp. Use caution. That is the first of three accidents on I-65 north. The second one just above Highway 14. The third one just above Pine Level. Two accidents in the Montgomery that should be out of the way. Eastern Boulevard in front of the bowling alley just before Woodmere Boulevard. And also Highway 80 inbound. Headed to the Mobile Highway, use caution in those two areas. Traffic screaming out of downtown on Madison and the Atlanta Highway. There's also folks hitting the highways 85 and 65 out of downtown. It is a very busy afternoon. Use caution out there. Enroll now for spring semester 2020. Trenum State. Classes start January 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and
and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star State, EBT, and all credit cards accepted.
For a simple refresh to a complete remodel, start with Lowe's, because we've redesigned our entire wall tile selection to bring you the most on-trend and stylish options, with hundreds of mosaics including modern blacks and blues. Marble mosaics start at just $4.98, and our new white wall tile options feature true white color tile starting at just 15 cents. Finish off your project with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams starting at just $35.98 a gallon. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Audible turns commuting into opportunity. Use the Audible app to learn something new every day. Listen 100% ad-free to the world's leading experts on parenting, budgeting, career, and relationships. Get inspired by Dave Goggins' powerful memoir, Can't Hurt Me, and hear advice from Mel Robbins on how to take control of your life, exclusively from Audible. Start a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook is on us. Visit audible.com.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Tonight, Pike Road High School will be playing their homecoming game on their very own field. For the past 3 years, Pike Road played home games at ASU and Faulkner. Now they will not only have a new stadium, but they will be playing on official NFL turf from the New Orleans Saints Superdome. A second unique feature is an LED lighting system. And the Alabama Forestry Commission wants to remind residents all 67 counties in the state remain under a fire alert. Permits for outdoor burning are restricted. Anyone burning in a field, grassland, or woodland without a permit could face prosecution. Governor Kay Ivey has finished her cancer treatments. Her office released a statement saying she and her doctor expect her to make a full recovery. Ivey announced last month that doctors found a small spot of cancer in her lung. She hasn't disclosed the exact diagnosis. Ivey says she's encouraging people to get regular checkups. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way just in time for the weekend. We have a cool front on the way. It arrives during the wee hours of the morning, maybe a couple of showers with it. Otherwise, most of the evening and night should be quiet. Overnight low temperature 63. Tomorrow, a comfortable day behind that front. High temperature around 79 or 80. Nice tomorrow night, too. Pleasantly cool. Overnight low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, a new wrinkle in the forecast. I've added scattered showers by Sunday afternoon and a better chance Sunday night. Sunday's high around 81. More scattered showers Monday and Tuesday before a cold front arrives on Wednesday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. When they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
And if you heard dirty words in that song, that's on you. That's your...
You're so naughty.
Filling in, imagining that you heard those things. It's happy hour at 4:50 already. God, the time goes by when you're having fun. Seth Spotlow with us, Rosie riding shotgun, Greg Budell, and Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
This is Shep Smith. I need a job.
I'm sure.
What a great day. What a great day. Trump wins with China. Shep Smith resigns. It's just awesome. And the whistleblower does not want to actually even testify. He just wants to do it by written interrogatories, which, of course, that's never going to happen, right? Which means he's worthless because he's already given a written statement of what happened, right? So, you know, good day for Trump.
Very good day. let me ask you, I don't know if you heard me mention it a few minutes ago, but to me, the China deal today was China's way of saying, we believe Trump is going to be reelected here.
Yeah, I think that's a good possibility.
Because...
Especially if they came to deal, the most important part of the 3 points they talked about, which are intellectual property protection, $40-50 billion in agricultural trade, and financial services reform. The most important one is intellectual property.
Yeah,
that is, and that is why a lot of the Democrats even support the China deal, because Google and Apple and all of our, you know, high-tech industries, they've been getting ripped off by the Chinese for a long time on intellectual property.
Big time, and that is why I was kind of surprised to see that there was genuine support from the big tech companies out on the West Coast.
Right, right. I've actually had clients that I have personally advised not to partner with China with intellectual property, because if they do, they will find that their property, their ideas will be stolen, and then they'll get kicked, you know. And that's, you know, I've had a couple of clients where I've talked to them about that kind of stuff.
I've said this many times on the air. You can steal my car. You could even take my wallet, but don't steal my ideas. If you want to really see how angry I can get, steal one of my ideas and use it on your show and radio. That happened down in Florida. And it made front page news.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what you are, you know? And you look at high-tech companies where it is so competitive, when they actually take apart your Range Rover and essentially reverse engineer it, create their own Range Rover that even looks like the same Range Rover, and then brand it with their own brand.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just shake your head at stuff like that. So I'm glad to see that happening. I know there's a lot of other things that they have to deal with, but I think I'd like to hear Brandt's opinion on all this.
He already called and said it was very, very positive.
Yeah, I think it's positive, and they're obviously going to... I think China didn't want to have a big, giant deal. I think they like these incremental deals, but this is a pretty good first down payment.
Well,
you know?
He said he would get a deal, and he got one, and they'll spend the next 24 hours ripping it any way they can on the left.
Well, that's okay. I mean, the stock market is all I care about. They're watching it. They're you know, they can see through the political BS, because it's dollars and cents to them.
Dow's back almost over 27,000 again, man.
By the way, I for some reason I turned on the Trump Minnesota speech last night. It was unbelievable. It was as many times as I've seen Trump give a stump speech. Last night he was on fire, and it had to be probably one of the best ones I've seen him give.
Well,
and
every time they play these stupid games with him, they just pour more coal into his fire, and then he channels it. 72,000 requests for seats, and did you see the coverage on the people after the rally where they were being assaulted with bags of urine and poop? And,
right. Spit on and everything else, and I'm like, there's your modern left-wing party there, and and I can't wait for him to eventually declare Antifa a terrorist group, because that's what they are.
The sooner the better. Chad, I got to run.
Why are they not in the Klan is?
He'll get there.
Both should be.
maybe they'll wait till closer to the election, but I believe that's...
Well, they'll wait till somebody gets killed. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Anyway, take care. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. It is 4:54. Your CBD store is packed with solutions for humans and for your pets, too. CBD products have done wonders for people suffering from chronic pain, sleep issues, anxiety. And it's a great alternative to, I mean, if you're concerned about prescription drugs and so forth, but you need solutions. Get over to your CBD store. Easy to find. Just turn south off Chantilly Parkway by the Bojangles. Make your first left, your first right, and they're directly across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs. And inside, Marissa and Laurie can acquaint you with your CBD store and the products from SunMed. I've seen incredible results for pets who have suffered from things like arthritis, pain, anxiety during storms, sleep issues. And same for humans. It's just that our ears perk up a little more. Oh, you got something for my pet that'll work? They do. They really, truly do. They've worked for us with little Briscoe, my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, candidate thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. You can call ahead at 593-0818 or stop by. They're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday at your CBD store. Fox News coming up, Fox Business just before that.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie. 15033.
Report.
All Wall Street stocks rallying and closing higher as the U.S. and China reach the first phase of a substantial trade deal that has multiple phases, with the president saying,
"We've come to a deal on intellectual property, financial services, a tremendous deal for the farmers, a purchase of from $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural products."
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that the U.S. would not implement tariff hikes on Chinese goods that had been set for next week, but U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said that there has not been a decision on tariffs slated for December, and Chinese technology giant Huawei was not part of the preliminary deal. Among the Dow winners today, trade-sensitive stocks, Caterpillar, 3M, and Dow. With the Dow rising 320 points, the NASDAQ up 106, S&P 500 up 32. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Henry Barsky, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy everywhere this afternoon. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway outbound, very busy, as well as Federal Drive, 231 to Wetumpka, busy, no accidents. Highway 31 to Prattville is accident-free. The Eastern Boulevard is busy, Troy Highway to 331 past Baptist. And we have 3 accidents on I-65 northbound. The first one was at the exit ramp at Cobbs Ford Road. Hopefully that's out of the way. The second two are a problem. Just above Highway 4.